Welcome to the Perfecting Your Practice podcast, where we will talk about finance for the healthcare professional and medical practice owner. This series is brought to you by Bankers Healthcare Group, the leader in financing solutions for healthcare professionals. Since 2001, BHG has worked with more than 100,000 licensed practitioners to help them reach their financial goals. Perfecting Your Practice is designed to talk about ways you can invest in your career and practice in order to set yourself up for success. Now here's your host, Keith Grubel, Senior Vice President at BHG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Keith Grubel coming to you live with episode number 4 of Navigating the Medical Practice Lending Landscape. That's a lot to talk about. So we're speaking here in this series about perfecting your practice and the things that you can do to continue managing your practice to the best potential. In this particular episode, I want to touch base a little bit about the financial aspect of your healthcare practice, more specifically the lending area of it. Let's face it, lending is a need in most businesses, but in healthcare especially. As technology evolves and times change, the needs of the medical space continue to grow, and the one way that we get there is through financing. So making sure you understand the finances of your practice and understand the lending landscape and the opportunities that are available to you is more and more critical every day. Now, I'm sure that you've come to realize real quickly that as a healthcare professional, you're a lot more than just a practitioner. The reality is that today you're a practitioner, you're a business person. You've got to be a CPA, in some cases a counselor. I mean, on a daily basis, there are so many things going on that you have to manage. It becomes more and more difficult to manage the financial aspect of everything. And it causes a lot of stress. The reality is that the healthcare profession is undergoing an increased amount of stress just due to the changes that are happening out there, and finances tend to be one of the number one areas of stress. So it's not as easy as it once was. We talk about this all the time, and I'm sure we could go on for days and hours. You all know your own stories about how the medical industry has changed and how much it used to be like this and I used to be like that. Well, finances change at the same pace. Before, you could walk in any day and stop by and visit your banker and say, hey, where are you? I need a loan. Well, what do you need a loan for? I'm looking for a new piece of equipment, or I want to expand to next door space. Whatever the case might be, and you more or less on a handshake and a smile had your loan wired out to you and deposited into your account, and you could go ahead and use those funds. Well, regulations have changed, and obviously the lending landscape has changed. I'm sure we've been through a couple of recessions since then, and obviously every time that there's a change in banking, it becomes a little bit more complex and a little bit more difficult. So what we're going to talk about a little bit is how that impacts you. Again, owning a practice means that you're a business owner. And being a business owner today is not what it was yesterday. You can't just step in and come in and see your patients and work through your normal cases and do your rounds and then kind of take off for the day. You have everything else coming at you, from repairs and issues in the office to being able to remodel, negotiating with your landlords, your vendors, your utilities. I mean, it reminds me a lot of an episode I saw on TV earlier of Moonshiners. If anybody watches that show, it's really a kick. It's a lot of fun to watch. I definitely recommend it. But this was a recap episode, and they were speaking about the ingenuity of folks that are in the moonshine industry and how they need to be more than just a moonshiner today. They've got to be a salesperson and a business person. They've got to be a plumber, and they've got to know how to engineer things and move water and move fire and change electrical outlets and all these different things. They use the analogy of having to wear so many hats that they're surprised the hats don't get knocked off their head as they're walking through the woods. It's the same thing with a healthcare professional. It's not about putting on your coat anymore and just walking room to room and seeing your patients and shaking their hands and making them feel good. You've got to worry about payroll, insurance reimbursements, changes in insurance regulations and reimbursements, your rent or your mortgage, your utilities, your maintenance on the building, the supplies, the equipment, the staff, the technology, the benefits, the emergency funds, the what ifs and hows and everything else that's going around you. It's incredibly easy to get comfortable, especially in the good times, in a practice that's generating $500,000 to $1 million a year, the way most healthcare businesses do. You see those numbers and you think, it's all okay, I'm comfortable, everything will take care of itself, I really don't need to plan, everybody's going to need a doctor, everybody's going to need a dentist, everybody's going to need a healthcare professional. And they say, you know what, I'm okay, but there's some things I should do here. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other thing. And the reality is that we set goals, especially at the beginning of the year, we set goals, but we don't really execute on them. So we have to start getting in front of understanding from the financial perspective, how do we start executing on those goals? We've got to really start talking about how are we going to grow our practice and how are we going to put that in place. You know, if you survey most healthcare professionals that own a business, they'll tell you that they intend for growth in the coming year. And I love that. I'm a very optimistic person. I hope that everybody's business grows in the next year. But hoping for something and saying that it's going to happen and actually planning for it and executing on it are two completely different things. So let's talk a little bit about the financing options that are out there and getting you a little bit more kind of savvy to what's happening. Credit's the lifeline of any business out there. And as you all know, that a majority of businesses that have started successfully have learned to leverage credit intelligently and use lenders to their advantage. You know, there's that old saying, scared money makes no money. And also the best money is other people's money. So you've got to understand the loan products that are out there and that are available to you. You have to understand how you can leverage them and which ones make sense for what use of funds. The reality is that today with all these acronyms and different lenders and different names, it's really difficult to nail down which option is best for you. And unfortunately, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of approach. You can't just say anymore, I've got a banker and that banker gets everything done for me, because maybe you're looking for an equipment loan. Maybe it's an acquisition loan. Maybe you're looking to grow your current office practice. Maybe you just need general working capital, a reserve of cash to get you through some thinner times. Let's talk a little bit about which tools are out there and which ones are going to get you the job done most efficiently and kind of in the best way. So first of all, know the types of loans that are out there for you. As a business professional, you have lines of credit. There's small business loans. There's debt consolidation loans. There's business credit cards. There's bank loans. There's alternative financing loans. You've got to really understand which one are the best options for what I'm looking for. The other thing that I tell healthcare professionals often is to remember one major thing that I see, unfortunately, way too often and something that you really should stray away from, and that's leveraging personal credit for business options. Oftentimes, we don't realize that by leveraging our personal credit, we could be putting ourselves in a precarious position, tying up our own personal borrowing power, and honestly, maybe impacting our credit score. If you took the same approach and just put those debts on the right financial vehicle, you may get yourself some business credit established, avoid putting all those debts onto your personal size, and grow your business credit, which ultimately becomes a valuable asset for you and gives you an opportunity to be able to tap into more credit when necessary just for the business. So again, let's talk a little bit about some of those loans that we've spoken about and kind of what's available to you. Aside from the lending institutions, you've got business lines of credit. The business lines of credit are really flexible. They're going to give you a line that you can tap into, much like a revolving account, and you can leverage when you need it for whatever you need it. Now, I will tell people, you've got to be cautious because business lines of credit oftentimes are interest only in the way that they're structured. And if it's an interest only line, the biggest concern is, are you really making repayments to pay down the entire balance? Unfortunately, let's face it, most people say, I want to pay off this debt in such a period of time, and they might leverage a credit card or what is known as a revolving credit line, and wind up holding onto that balance forever, just making the minimum payments and continuously dragging it on. By the end of everything, you look back and you've spent a ton of money on interest charges just for something that you maybe had been able to place into a term loan, something a little bit more fixed and pay off. So keep that in mind when you're leveraging a line of credit. A line of credit is meant more for short-term emergency uses that you can repay pretty quickly. So if you do leverage a line of credit, know its strength. Know that it's there for you, but make sure that you're paying it off in a timely manner. Business loans are abundant. And when I say abundant, there's a ton of different lenders out there doing it. Everything from MCAs to short terms to long terms to SBA. It can get very, very confusing out there. So I tell people, you want to look at business loans and start understanding how do they work and which ones work for you. Well, you got to ask yourself some questions to get there first. What's the purpose of my funds and how quickly do I need them? How much do I need? What kind of payments can I afford or which payments can I make? All of this ties back into understanding which one of those lenders on a business loan are the right ones for you. Business loans are offered from everybody from a traditional banking institution, like the one that you currently hold your deposit accounts with, to what are known as fintech companies, financial technology companies that operate mostly online, some over the phone, and supply funds a little bit more quickly. There's pros and cons to both scenarios, so without getting too deep into the details, understanding your need for funds is the most critical thing that you can do to start aligning yourself with the right lender. What do we mean by that? Again, purpose and time frame. So what do I need the money for? How fast do I need it? If it's an emergency, you might be more prone to go with somebody who is a little bit quicker, where the funds might cost you a little bit more and you might have shorter repayment terms and higher payments, but it gets you the money you need in the pinch that you have. Other times you can plan for it a little bit more in advance and say, hey, you know what? I have the time to take and I can go through a little bit of a longer underwriting process to go ahead and get the loan that I need to finance the project that I'm working on. How much do I need? It's another great question. Some lenders specialize in smaller, shorter loans. Other lenders specialize in going into much larger loans. If you're looking to take on a major project that involves real estate and construction and the possible acquisition of a large business, well, then maybe you're better suited going to a bank for something like an SBA loan or a Small Business Administration loan. If you need a smaller amount and you can do it very quickly and it's just a short term, well, maybe again, one of those financial options online are an easy way to go about it. Either way, understanding again what you need the money for, how long you need it, and how much you need are critical. But the last part is the most important. What kind of payments can I make? You've got to be able to manage the business of healthcare. Again, manage your own business. You are the CEO of your business, of your life. And I know that while this is difficult to get into from a financial perspective and start understanding at a deeper level, these are the tools that are going to help you get ahead and make you more profitable in the long run. You want to understand from the payment perspective, how much payment can you afford? Understanding your budget, and if you're doing a regular check-in on your financials, as you should be, and managing your cash flow and understanding what kind of liquidity you have, you can start understanding what kind of payments you can make. Is it a daily payment? Is it a weekly payment? Is it a monthly repayment? How much is it? Keep in mind that there is no silver bullet that solves for everything. So at times you're going to have to make compromises to understand that you might have to give up a little bit on how much you actually borrow or how long it takes to borrow the money or what documentation is involved in doing so to get the right solution that meets your needs. I know that I've hit you with a lot of information in the last couple of minutes, but again, this is something near and dear to me. Understanding the lending landscape and how it impacts your business is your responsibility as the CEO of this practice. You've got to be able to understand the landscape of the business loans that are available to you to know which one is best for your practice and how to leverage it. There's tons of options out there, and as always, I'm always here to help advise. Feel free to reach out to me. That's about all we have for this session. Thanks so much for checking in for episode number 4. I hope that we've added some value to you, given you some good ideas on how you can start learning how to navigate the medical practice lending landscape so we can continue taking steps to perfecting your practice. See you on the next episode. Make it a great day.
For episode notes and worksheets, please visit perfectingyourpracticetoday.com. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your peers. Thanks for listening to the Perfecting Your Practice podcast, presented by Bankers Healthcare Group, the leading provider of financial solutions for healthcare professionals. To learn more about BHG's working capital loans, business startup loans, credit cards, and patient financing, visit bankershealthcaregroup.com.